On Drexel University Week, there's often a better way to do things if you know where to find it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jordan Hyatt, associate professor of criminology and justice studies, discusses what we can learn from another country in prison reform.
The United States is a world leader in incarceration. Despite recent decreases in correctional populations, there are, per capita, more people incarcerated here than almost anywhere else in the world. Our prisons are generally focused on warehousing people. This has a dramatic impact on both the people incarcerated and the staff that work there. Scandinavia offers a competing approach to incarceration that is more focused on rehabilitation. Prisons are smaller, people have their own cells and a kitchen, and most importantly, staff work directly with incarcerated people to prepare them to return to their community, often beginning on day one. There are, of course, many differences between the United States and Norway. Crime rates there are low, guns are rare, and the longest prison sentence is typically 21 years, with most people serving just a few months. But that doesn't mean that we can't learn from their model. Our team, led by myself and my colleague Suniva Andersen from the University of Oslo, is working to see if this approach can be adapted for the uniquely American context. A group of officers and leaders from Pennsylvania traveled to Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, where they visited correctional facilities and learned from their Scandinavian peers. The officers spent weeks working in prisons in Norway and, since then, have been working to develop a housing unit based on the Nordic model. They now have a full commercial kitchen, single cells, a landscaped outdoor green space, and, most importantly, a group of specially trained staff to oversee all of this. Though delayed by the pandemic, the unit, which we are calling Little Scandinavia, will be operational soon, hopefully providing new evidence-based insight into how correctional policy can be reformed. We hope this effort will highlight new avenues for changing the prison climate, encouraging reentry, and increasing the well-being of both staff and incarcerated people.
That was Jordan Hyatt of Drexel University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.